Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to The Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's doing well. Hey, Jax. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Amazing.
Seems not well.
I'm actually incredible. Like, I feel like this burden that's been on my shoulder for like a month has been lifted, you know? The first show of my special recording last night under my belt, it went incredible. And like, there's really no feeling quite like that. I can't explain. Like, when you have like a hurdle you've been looking, well, not even looking forward to, but like a hurdle on the horizon.
Yes, a hurdle on the horizon.
Name of today's episode. Mm-hmm. And the hurdle is behind me and Bryce is in studio. Oh my God, if you're watching on YouTube, Bryce is moseying around.
He's so excited to come to work today. He had a pep in his step. There's nothing he loves more than walking in these city streets with his mom, and just like everybody's always remarking on the beauty of Bryce. Like, that's actually not an exaggeration.
No, by the way, I get like, not to, you know, like I do get the same thing with Theo. Not to be like, so like, no, that happens to me too, but like it does.
I believe you, because it is just the breed.
They are quite remarkable. They're looking
remarkable. And he's feeling himself, he's feeling New York City, he's feeling his day, and he's excited to be at work, which is new for him.
I'm so happy Bryce is here. It's really added like a spirit to the energy of the studio that we haven't seen since you left town.
Wow. Do you hear that, Bryce? You're a star. Your mommy's star.
It's really amazing to have him here. It's really amazing to have you here. Actually, I wanted to like make like a little speech if I could.
Oh my God, yeah. You want to make a toast?
Well, yeah, here. I am a sustainable girly using our Toast Tumblr, available at toastmerch.com. And Jackie hates the planet.
I am using a recycled lid. It's true. Yes, this was Lizzie's lid, and I used it after her because I, too, am sustainable.
Yes, plastic straw queen. Love that for you.
Plastic straws, compared to plastics in general, are like 0.01% of the problem, so I'm not giving them up. No. I drink from, every morning at home, I drink from my reusable cup with a plastic straw, just to drive home the point.
I hear that, but let me get to the toast.
Oh, yeah, because
you drank, and I didn't pick your cup up. So, first of all, last night really was incredible. Like, it was it was like a moment for me, like not to like get emotional, but like it was really special. Like I did amazing, and mm-hmm. It was such a good show, and it was literally the best audience like ever. And Jax, Margo, and Ben were in the audience, and like really having you there was so, it was so special. And I know like it was a journey for you to get here. Like you brought Harry, and Harry has a cold, and like it's like a whole thing. I appreciate it so much. Like I was really thinking last night how like it would not have been the same if you weren't there. And I trust your opinion like so deeply that like I couldn't, I was like, should I have one button open or two? Like I couldn't make a decision without you, and I was really glad that you were there, and I know you're coming in tonight, and I just really wanted to say thank you. Like it means a lot to me, and it was just a great night, and it wouldn't have been the same without you, honestly.
That's so sweet. I see. Cheers. Your water in your eyes. No, look, because, like Harry's eyes,
because it really was such a great night.
It was.
I'm so excited to do it again, knowing that I have an amazing show under my belt. Like
tonight will just be fun for you. It's the last show ever.
Right.
This is the one that like all the friends mm-hmm. are coming to, and then we can go out to dinner later. So it's just like the pressure is off.
The pressure is off.
Even if you stink tonight, which you won't, because when you're more relaxed, you do better. Even if you had to just use what you recorded last night and not be able to edit anything, like it would be an amazing special.
I'm like really glad I did too, because I think it relieves a lot of the pressure of like hitting every joke. But if last night is the only one I use for the special, I'll probably end up cutting both. But if it's only one I use, I will be so thrilled.
It would be enough for us, Diana.
It really would be enough. So now I'm like feeling really relaxed. I loved the way I looked, which is really half the battle. Like when you feel insecure, like you do badly. It's just, yeah. I don't make the rules. It's just math. It was just an incredible night. Like it really was. It was just, It was a night I'll really remember forever. It's up there with MSGT.
Wow.
And the show was at 7, so I literally got home and I'm showered by 9:30 and I watched 3 episodes of Yellowstone. And like the joy, I actually cannot put into words of like having this milestone behind me, getting into bed with like a fresh vagine, heating pad on, Theo next to me, me and Ben watching Yellowstone. There are just genuinely no words for, that's what heaven is, like for real. Like I imagine heaven is a big bed with your loved ones, platonically, unless, you know. And just feeling at peace with a heating pad.
I love that. I don't have a heating pad on this journey. And Bryce is like, Mom, suffering. I literally needed one thing and you forgot to pack it. You packed 100 things for the Harry. Other one.
Yeah,
the nothing other for one. Me.
No, Bryce was suffering.
He was what?
Suffering.
He was suffering. Except he got to sleep with his mommy and he's a happy boy. But yes, I got to be in bed pretty early. And even though it was like a sick night of sleep with the bebe, we actually got decent sleep considering we had enough time to conquer it.
Yeah, no, I like kind of love doing a show at 7 o'clock. There's also nothing better than doing a show and sleeping in your own bed. It doesn't happen a lot. It happens like when I do like Delaware, Jersey, obviously New York, Atlanta, because they have an 11 p.m. flight from Hartfield, Jackson, where I was actually
the amusement park, where I was airport.
I was literally mowed down there.
I know,
by a dumpster. It's one of the most traumatizing things that ever happened to me. I couldn't believe it. Like.
It sounds like a metaphor, like you like fry an ugly person, but no, like
what did you just
a dumpster?
No, I was actually mowed down by a dumpster on wheels.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a metaphor, like I was mowed down by a dumpster truck.
Oh, like it was like, a human, but no, yeah. It was an actual dumpster, and it was this big. You know those huge ones? They like roll through the airport and they put all the big garbages in it.
Yeah,
I'm literally standing, waiting at the gate, and I'm literally run over. It was one of the top craziest things that ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah.
It was more so, it really hurt, but it was also the shock of like a huge metal thing like barreling into you.
I'm sure.
It was crazy.
I'm sure.
So, and I'm just so excited to do it again tonight. Like I feel great. I feel really great. I just feel great.
I'm so glad for you.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I've got a lot going on and this week isn't like turning out the way that I thought because Harry's sick. So I'm just like in sicklandia, but still happy to be here. Happy to support. And
once tonight's over, like, I don't care if I'm sick for whatever else I have this week. Like right. I'm going to be coming over. Harry won't be sick for much longer because I'll inhale all the snot out of him. Like,
great.
I don't even care.
Great.
Can you get sick from a kid? Like, yeah.
Yes.
But like as easily as like another adult? I feel like no.
I guess not, because like the kids have weaker immune systems, so what might make them sick wouldn't make an adult sick.
Right.
But usually the other time that he was sick, like I got it a few days after him. So that might still happen. But that actually works because it gives me enough time to take care of him.
Right.
And then deal with myself.
Nature is amazing. Nature, they've thought of everything.
They've thought of everything.
You look stunning today.
Thank you so much. I really didn't like put my, well, it's day two of the spray tan, which is like, it's
the best
settled.
Day.
It settled, and I didn't have my spray tan foundation with me because you kind of sprung the spray tan on me in a positive way. You surprised and delighted me, so I didn't have like my other shade. So yesterday I was like, my makeup was not highlighting my spray tan, but today it all works, and so.
No, you really look stunning.
Thank you so much.
I'm surprised you're not more tan living in Florida. Like, do you ever spend time outside?
No, yeah. I've never laid out outside.
And you have such a great outdoor space in your house.
Yeah, it just hasn't happened for me yet, but maybe one day. I don't know. But now that I live in Florida, like I do like tan lux every other day. So
gotta
that
show
I
those legs.
Tan. Yeah. Because so.
Is that something like that's been a challenge for you? Like having to show your legs more frequently? That's something I struggle with during the summertime.
No, not really. Because also if I don't want to show them, I just wear leggings. Like people do dress like I could wear this. I do wear this.
You wear a turtleneck in Florida?
It's not. This one's not really a turtleneck because it's so loose. You know, it's not like a cashmere turtleneck. Like
no, but it's a full turtleneck.
It's just a high neck, I think.
No, it's just a turtleneck that goes literally up to your chin.
No, but there's like a slit here for breathability. And it's, you see, it's loose. I could always fold it over as well if I didn't get makeup on it.
Well, then it wouldn't be a turtleneck, but it is now.
Okay, it's just like. Sure, come for me after the glowing things that you said. Sure.
No, you know me. What the Gwunge giveth, the Gwunge taketh away.
So true.
So true. So it's just another fabulous episode full in a fabulous week here at The Toast. I loved yesterday's episode. I actually watched it in full when I got home because I had like an hour between when I had to get to the venue and the episode. And I was like, what should I do? And I watched it. We were being so funny.
We were funny.
We are funny.
It's so true.
It's, let's talk more about that.
By the way, anytime I say so true, like to me, even though that's like a normal thing to say, what do you think of?
Fabletics. Well, no, what was that?
Oh, no, that's not
Fab
even
Fit Fun. Fab Fit Fun.
The first time when we were doing the breath, the first time we tried to like record an ad. No, I think of Kourtney Kardashian, like in that Variety interview when Kim said, get your fucking
so
ad.
So true. Yeah. It's
like, so true.
No, that FabFitFun, which we haven't told the story in a while.
Yeah, no, but that one was so expensive.
Okay, so no, was it expensive?
It was expensive.
So the first time we ever, ever sold an ad on our show when we were called The Morning Breath, we had to like pre-record in the studio, and it was like the first time we'd ever read ad copy. And so Jackie and I are in the studio with Olivia, and the copy was dumb. Like, it was dumb.
And like, we were reading it like
so many times.
And we were like being actress, you know, like doing ad effervescent voices. And we were also just like laughing at each other.
Oh my God.
Being like saleswomen.
We had to do it 500 times because we couldn't stop laughing. And then like, we started to just like put weird intonations on certain words. So we were talking about how at the Fab, is FabFitFun still in business? I feel like I haven't heard of them in a while.
I haven't either, but I think that they are.
But they were like an influencer hot. I think that
it's just like the algorithm left them behind.
So basically the concept is like you get this box every season full of full-sized items like beauty, wellness, lifestyle.
Yeah, they're there. And they're doing 12 days of FabFitFun.
Oh, okay.
And you can curate.
This isn't an ad.
You can curate your perfect winter box.
Whatever. So the point of the copy was like, you're going to get these items that are so expensive, but you're only going to pay $49.99 for the box.
And we said it over and over again by the end.
So expensive.
It just got longer and longer. So expensive.
And ever since then, I haven't been able to say the word so normally.
That's so true.
Right. But no, now I'm thinking of Variety interview.
Only when I say so true.
Yeah, that's like such a funny, reference. Like that's not what, no, because that moment went viral, not for what Kourtney said, like
no, but
Kourtney's just being there, so true.
Anytime you say something and I say so true, I feel like Kourtney.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got a great show. We actually have great stories, some tragic news.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
so tragic. Happened when you were on stage last night.
Sometimes I'll be on stage and like something crazy will happen. I remember when Karlie Kloss and, what's the less famous
Josh.
Brother? I can never remember. When they got married, like it was a surprise and I got off stage. I remember I was in Cleveland and I was like, oh my God, they got married. Like sometimes crazy shit happens when I'm on stage. I'm only on stage for like an hour, hour and a half. It's like the world knows.
But it's like prime time. It's like, you know.
7 o'clock.
The 7 o'clock news.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's so true. It's so true.
Title of today's episode.
What did I say the other one was? Something
that
with an H.
Always happened.
Hurdle on the horizon.
So true that there's a horizon.
Love that. So yeah, we've got a great show. Nothing else to really talk about because everyone in New York is talking about my show.
So true.
It is. It's so true.
It is. It's so true. But being in New York, like the city is just like so darling this week.
Oh, you're not here on Sunday. I don't know if you know this. And I usually hate when like the city lawmakers do this, like close down streets for no reason. But the next two Sundays in December, they are closing down Fifth Avenue and there's like a bunch of Christmas displays all day. It's actually a really cute concept, even though it's going to like make mayhem and traffic for everyone. So you're not here on a Sunday, but
how much of Fifth Avenue?
Like a decent chunk, like the good chunk where all the stores are and where the Christmas display, oh, like by the plaza.
Cute. And so can you walk in the middle of the
yes.
street? Oh, so it's like a street fair of Christmas things.
Right. And there's like hot treats and things.
That's really cute.
I know. Harry would love it.
You should go.
Maybe. Yeah.
Take Theo, a feast for the senses.
A feast. It actually is like torture. Like, I'm going to make him walk past like these lights and bushes that he can't pee
not
on.
Not for you.
And snacks that he can't eat. I'm like, get out of here.
Much too good for Theo.
So I wish you could have seen that. And I actually think that's a cute idea.
It is cute. I hope that the city dwellers like it.
Yeah, the dwellers.
Yeah. I guess without further ado.
I guess.
We could get into. Are you going to recap Yellowstone a little bit more at the end of the show?
Sure. I do have some thoughts. I mean, I'm sure I'll weave it into whatever we talk about today. I'll make Kirstie Alley about Yellowstone.
Because she should have been on the show.
100%.
And that's the only thing that's missing from the show.
100%.
Without further ado, where is Brew? He's with his mommy at work being an amazing angel. And it's such a joy to have such a joyous love here with mommy.
Amazing.
Here are the past five stories that you need to know.
And today's episode is brought
to
you.
I love an episode. There's nothing like them.
Today's episode is brought to you by Babbel. Bonne nuit. This holiday season, if you're looking for a unique gift that inspires curiosity, travel, and culture, give the gift of Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you'll finally be able to discover the wonder that comes with learning a new language, which is such a great thing to tackle, like your license. Like, there are certain things as an adult, like, you feel really accomplished once you tackle. I'm trying to get Jackie to do stand-up. Like, it's one of those things that, like, you will feel so accomplished because it's really so difficult. And Babbel makes it so easy. whether
should I do stand up or should I learn download French. Babbel and learn a new language?
I mean, I think if I'm a betting woman, you'll probably end up doing Babbel because I know you actually want to.
Yeah.
So with Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson. So you can start having real life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. So this is what I did. Like if you're traveling out of the country and you want to learn the basics, Babbel is a great thing to do just a few weeks before your trip. It'll really help you brush up on just like the basics.
Yeah, to get around. And also it'll help you get excited. Like yes. A little pregame for your trip.
Just sitting in your apartment wearing a beret, learning French.
Yeah.
Drinking red wine. Mm. Other language apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel was created by over 150 language experts. You can choose from French, German, Italian, Spanish. They have over 14 languages. Right now, you can also get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/TMT. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com/TMT for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Love Babbel, you guys. Also, I never thought, but it makes such an amazing gift, especially if you are planning to take a trip with someone, like say you have something planned for later in the year, like that's a great Christmas gift for them. Toast-approved gifts.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Liquid IV. The one thing that might be missing from your daily routine, hydration. I know it's missing for mine. Liquid IV fuels your everyday well-being by helping you stay hydrated. In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get 5 essential vitamins and you're hydrating 2 times faster than water alone. I'm all about time management. I really am. So if I'm going to drink this bottle of water, would I rather drink this bottle of water or drink this bottle of water that has Liquid IV and 5 essential vitamins and 3 times the hydration?
The latter.
The latter. I think so too. Latter IV. Okay, so if you need to hydrate better, whether you're just not drinking enough water, you're hungover, if you've been working out a lot, Liquid IV is a great option because one stick into 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Also has a ton of vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, vitamin C. It has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's made with premium ingredients. It's non-GMO. It's free from gluten, dairy, and soy. And they're on a mission to change the world. So to date, Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. So you know that your purchase is in good hands. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you shop Better Hydration at liquidiv.com. Use code TOAST at checkout. This is something you just want to stock up on and always have in your house because like if you're getting like headaches from being, that's how I get most of my headaches from being dehydrated or you're hungover. You don't want to have to like go out and get it, order it. Just have it stocked up. The pack, it comes with a lot of sticks, so you'll be set for a good amount of time. So 20% off anything when you use code TOAST at liquidiv.com, liquidiv.com, promo code TOAST.
What does that spell?
Toast.
When do we want it?
Now.
What are we going to drink?
Liquid IV.
How are we going to speak?
With the language we learned on Babbel.
Okay, our first story, switching gears in a major way. Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. The famed actress Kirstie Alley has passed away. Her children announced the news Monday evening with a statement shared via Kirstie's social media accounts saying, quote, she passed away after a battle with cancer only recently discovered. She was surrounded by her closest family and fought with great strength, leaving us with a certainty of her never-ending joy of living and whatever adventures lie ahead. We are grateful to the incredible team of doctors and nurses at the Moffitt Cancer Center for their care.
You know, I haven't thought of Kirstie Alley probably in 10 years. Like, she hasn't crossed my mind. But I was so sad when I heard this because, and I guess I never really like sat down and thought at a glance, like how much of an impact her work really had on me at a young age. Like literally one of my favorite movies from childhood that really just reminds me of like our family is Look Who's Talking with Adele Dazeem. And I think there's a sequel too. It's such a good movie. And you reminded me last night, she's the iconic camp counselor in It Takes Two with Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Original counselor.
And there's just like so much of her work. I think she was in Cheers and that's what most people, I didn't watch Cheers, but her work like really was like a part of my childhood. And I felt like such an overwhelming sadness, which I felt surprised by because I haven't even really thought about her like in years. And then she did Weight Watchers, which was iconic.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just feel really sad because obviously 70 is young and she had just discovered she had cancer and it's just like a really sad story.
It's a really sad story. She was also in Veronica's Closet, which is something that she had a lot of fame for in her early career, which was before our time. More recently, she was in Scream Queens. Do you remember that season?
Oh, no, I never made it all the way through Scream Queens. I know that's crazy because like everyone loves it.
It's so good.
I should just watch it because it's like Yellowstone and Downton Abbey and reading.
Yeah, but then you'll just be sad that there's no more, but then it's coming back.
Yeah, no, that's the thing about really good shows that like never took off. You don't even want to recommend them. Like recommending The Society to someone, like getting them so invested, like you're gonna ruin their life.
100%, but you could get them to your side,
right,
of caring.
Yeah.
Also, she was in like a lot of iconic movies like Drop Dead Gorgeous. Have you seen that one?
No.
The about the pageant? I think that you have.
About the pageant?
With Kirsten Dunst.
No.
Kirsten
and Kirstie.
It's like a small town pageant. There's like murder.
Oh, no.
It's murder mystery.
No, I never heard of that.
Like, it's really good.
My Kirstie Alley like references are really It Takes Two and Look Who's Talking. I loved the movie Look Who's Talking. Like we had it on VCR for sure. And we watched it like a million times.
Yeah. Her IMDb like never ends.
Yeah. No, that's it's really sad. And oh, and by the way, you know what her son's name is? Rip. I saw that. Because he posted on social media, and so a lot of people like
she was ahead of her time.
A lot of people were looking at it for his tribute, and his name is Rip, which I was literally talking about yesterday. I'm going to name my son Rip.
Even though it says that her son's name is William True Stevenson, and her daughter's name is Lily Price Stevenson.
That's so interesting. Okay, so maybe William named his son Rip. Someone is named Rip.
Let me search. Someone
posted it in Toast After Dark. Like,
are you sure it's not Rip Kirstie Alley?
No, Jackie. Oh my God. How dumb do you think I am? Okay. Really dumb, apparently.
I just searched Rip.
Okay, here. Her daughter named her son. So Kirstie Alley's grandson.
How old is the son, the grandson?
Because like a baby.
So it's from Yellowstone.
I mean, it could be, but the name did exist before. And to update what I said from yesterday, Rip is usually short for Ripley. Believe it or not.
Ripley. That's it's a good name.
Yeah, Rip. It is. There's just like... Rip. I don't give a rip. You know, like, I absolutely...
You couldn't name your son Rip? Because when you're, like, calling him...
I'd be like, Rip! No, you know, I always...
Rip, it's
time for... Rip, I want your dinner now.
And then you call your other son, Theo, dinner.
Yeah, no. I just want to say, I feel like we get on this show a lot and, like, really... talk about how many benefits there are and how proud we are to be Jewish. Mm-hmm. But there's one thing like that there's a little bit of a drawback, and it's like you're limited in your name options because like I can't be out here naming, you know, Walker Rip, you know,
Rip Hayes. Walker Soffer.
Yeah, like you have to really like do like a Jewish name, whether it's like biblical or familial. Like that's why when people like you'll know someone's Jewish when you hear their name. You're never gonna meet obviously like a Jew named Christian or like
right. No, but there are a lot of these like newfangled names, like they just don't.
The modern names like McKinley.
It's McKinley like Soffer.
McKinley Goldberg. Like, you're never going to hear
except,
that.
Except, like, William McKinley. It's kind of classic.
It's true, but William McKinley was not Jewish.
No, but it's not a newfangled name, technically.
Okay, but you know the names from the chalkboard. Hawthorne.
Yeah, like, of course.
Yeah.
Craxton.
Like, we can't use those names as Jews.
No.
There's also, like, one other thing that I don't like about being Jewish. Actually,
the rapid anti-Semitism.
No, I know. But... I actually love Jewish wedding ceremonies. Like, I think all the things that you do are, like, so special. But you don't say, I do. You know, and like, we're just raised watching movies. It's like, I do. I do. You actually don't say, I do.
You could work it into your ceremony if you want to.
Well, it depends. But, like, the ones we had, like, you really can't.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of room for customization.
Yeah.
You can customize.
But I'm also very traditional. Like, I wanted to do.
I feel like I said, I never thought about if I did.
You
or
didn't.
I didn't.
Actually, like, you know.
So am I even married?
No. Literally. Actually, I forgot to wear my ring today.
Me too.
Oh, oops. My God.
Scoops.
Rip. Hey. No, but me and Ben, actually, we did vows. You don't really do vows in Jewish. Mm-hmm. So we did customize it a little bit. And the final line, actually, of my vow, people were cracking up. Do you remember?
No.
I said to Ben, you know, I've always dreamed of saying I do to someone exactly like you until I learned that saying I do is not a thing that Jewish people say. So even though nobody asked, I do.
That's beautiful.
When I tell you Rabbi Lichtstein, cackling. He didn't know what he was in for because he's like a really religious rabbi. And I was like, we want to do vows. He's like, what? He's like, yeah, we want to say something to each other. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was prepared for the comedy, the emotion, the realness. It was very raw, but also hysterical.
He said it's raw.
He said, Rip, this is raw.
He did say that. I heard it.
I heard it too.
Damn, well, I don't know how he got here, but I'm deeply sad about Kirstie Alley. Yeah, me too. Passing, and I now want to like go back and watch some of her stuff, but I'm sure we'll see a lot of tributes, mm-hmm. which is always kind of a nice way to remember someone.
Yeah, especially someone who was like taken too soon.
Yes, and such an icon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yes.
I'm not.
No, clearly.
I'm ready. It's just I have to do things on my phone today. Long story. The man involved. You did
things on your phone yesterday, too.
When I'm in New York, I have to do it on my phone.
Yeah, what are you
going
to bring your iPad here for? No.
Yeah. The man involved in the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker has been sentenced to 21 years in prison. One of the people charged in the shooting and robbery of Lady Gaga's dog walker last year has been sentenced to 21 years in state prison, the LA County District's Attorney's Office said on Monday. James Howard Jackson pleaded no contest to one count of attempted murder and admitted the allegation of conflicting great bodily injury and to a prior strike as part of the settlement, the DA's office said in a statement.
Oh, he had a prior.
The dog walker, Ryan Fisher, was walking Lady Gaga's three French bulldogs on February 24th, 2021, when he was accosted and shot. The attackers fled and stole two of the dogs, Koji and Goose. Stav. Two of the men jumped out of the car and began to choke and hit Fisher, who struggled against the attackers, the complaint said. One of the men then shot the dog walker, and then the trio fled with the two dogs. The dog walker was critically injured but survived the attack, and the missing dogs were later returned to Lady Gaga after she offered a $500,000 reward for them. The plea agreement holds Mr. Jackson accountable for perpetrating a cold-hearted violent act and provides justice for our victim.
Yeah, no, this is...
Oh, and remember that he was released, the perp was accidentally released from custody in April due to what officials called a clerical error.
Moronic.
But was found in August and taken back into custody.
Good.
So, and now he has... 21-year sentence in prison.
You know what? I remember when we reported on this, it was such an upsetting story. Like, so disgusting. And so you'd love to see the justice system doing its thing, finally. But, you know, my new thing is, like, really measuring people's...
sentences?
Against the Chrisley one. I know that sounds crazy. Mm. And I know it's different states and it's different laws. One's federal. I get it. But it's, like, 21 years and you literally tried to murder someone. And he gets half the time for, like, stealing some money from a bank, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to, like, invalidate what he did, because it is a crime. But it's just interesting when you, like, compare people's sentences. Because, honestly, the sentencing in this country, like, kind of makes no sense.
Makes no sense. I compare things to the sentencing for hate crimes and anti-Semitic hate crimes in New York. Which
in New York,
zero.
They just let them go. Yeah. And they do it again.
And again and again.
Yeah, no, that's like because it is different in every state and like the laws are different. So I think this is a fabulous, really fabulous sentence. And I'm glad that this chapter ended. But it's so interesting when you just compare people's sentences, you know?
Right. And also, I feel like there was so much outpouring of support when this happened, which was really amazing. But it felt like there was so much... almost more care for these dogs than the dog walker. Remember, she like offered the reward for the dogs, but like, what about the human in the hospital fighting for his life?
And I have to assume that Lady Gaga like covered all the expenses for him. And they never released that because she's not like tacky like that. But I have to assume that like her and I'm going to choose to believe that like they're actually very close and she was very upset and she paid for all that. Maybe she he even recovered in a house that she rented for him by the beach, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that. Honestly, I am, because Lady Gaga seems cool like that.
Yeah. No, it's not like a lady.
Like public perception.
Yeah. Just like even, you know, you hear there are stories of like crime stories, robberies, even murders in LA and like where the perpetrators, the assailants. But like this one, there was dogs involved and everyone's like...
No, it's true. But it was also because it was Lady Gaga.
Yeah. And also, like, we need to protect the dogs too.
We absolutely have to. It was just like a really fucking upsetting story when it happened. Because this is, first of all, a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take your violence out on animals is another level.
Yeah.
Another level.
This has been like a crazy saga.
When they let him out, I'm like, how fucking dumb can you be?
Yeah.
You literally have one job.
Yeah.
When it comes to like an inmate, it's like, keep them in.
Yeah.
It's not an outmate.
It is a case of justice being served. And
yes.
There are very few.
No, when you try and kill someone, like, whether you're successful or not, your intention was still to kill a person.
Yes.
So honestly, I don't think your sentence should be less because you didn't succeed.
Right.
Sorry, you're dumb.
Yes.
You're bad. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy prison.
Are you ready for our next story?
Is it the next story that's brought to you by Manscaped, perchance?
Yeah, I think it is.
Here, they want me to sing, so the brand requested it. I have to. Santa baby, It must be a holiday miracle because the sponsor of today's show, Manscaped, are stuffing your stockings with everything that the man in your life could ask for. That's right. This holiday season, Manscaped has vowed to make sure that his ornaments are shining bright and his tree is standing tall.
Manscaped spice up, never disappoints.
No, not with the spicy. Sounds like one of my books. Spice up his stocking with gifts he'll actually use and something you can enjoy too. If you don't believe in Santa, you better believe in this. They've changed the lives of seven million men. And you can get 20% off. I'm like having trouble talking today. You can get 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/toast. This is the best gift for the man in your life.
And for you.
Like,
it's for you.
It's for you.
It's one of those gifts. Yeah. It's for them, but it's for you.
They have everything at Manscaped. The Performance Package 4.0 really comes with everything that you could need.
You know who I think uses Manscaped, Bryce. Allegedly? Rip.
By the way, Manscaped literally needs to make Rip the face of their company because like the leather, it's the
and
look.
And he has the beard and it's like,
and it's gorgeous.
It's like wild, but it's also kempt.
You're so right.
Because he's manscaping.
So the Performance Package 4.0 has everything inside that you could possibly need. The lawnmower body trimmer, the weed whacker, which is for ear and nose hair trimmings. Their famous liquid formulations like the crop preserver, which is a ball deodorant. The crop reviver, which is a ball toner. It's going to smell nice. It's going to feel nice. It's going to look great. And it's time. Like, you take care of yourself. Like, it's time for your man to start taking care of himself. So save 20% and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/toast. That's 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/toast. Cheers to rocking the best gifts of all this season. A gift for him, but really a gift for you.
And a gift for Rip.
And you know what? I do give a rip.
That's the craziest thing that's happened.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
Plot twist. I give a rip. Are we even speaking English today? Like,
I don't think so, but I think that the people who are here with us listening.
Are you following?
I think they're following. Unless this is your first day as a toaster, and I'm so sorry, watch yesterday's episode.
Yeah, this is a very in-the-know episode.
It is, and I don't know what to say.
And I'm having a great time.
I don't know. The cause of it is delirium. That's the cause.
Delirium.
And the cure, listen to yesterday's episode.
I don't remember that.
Are you ready for our next story, which is some exciting revival, recap, reboot, sequel news?
It's some what?
Sequel news.
Oh, okay.
Cameron Diaz signs up for the holiday sequel with the original cast reviving their roles after the retired star announced her surprising return to acting. Now, 16 years later, it's been reported that The Holiday is set for a sequel with stars Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, Kate Winslet, and Jack Black.
Iconic.
All on board. Now, let me ask you a question. Who would you think is the oldest of those four people?
That's a really good question. Let me think who looked the oldest 20 years ago when the movie came out.
Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, Kate Winslet, Jack Black.
I'm going to say Kate Winslet.
Is the youngest.
Oh, what?
She's younger than Cameron Diaz.
Okay, and who's the oldest?
Jack Black.
Oh, that was going to be my second guess.
Let me give you the ages. Cameron Diaz is 50.
Iconic queen.
Jude Law is 49.
Still hot.
Kate Winslet is 47.
Ethereal.
And Jack Black is 53.
Legend. The legend of the rent was way past due. Yeah.
The original.
Get off your ass. Let's do some math, 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 math.
The original movie, written and directed by Nancy Myers, Queen. Told the tale of the Surrey-based journalist Iris, Kate Winslet.
Surrey County? Surrey County.
Cruise.
Surrey County, where La Dame is from.
No, Surrey in the
no,
UK.
No, I know.
Sorry.
It was like a funny joke. My God. God forbid you go along with it.
You're crossing your wires.
I'm getting my wires crossed.
Because you were crossing them.
Because the wires were crossed.
Okay, they swap homes.
You know.
Love and heartbreak follows.
So actually, there have been like so many.
Actually, it's heartbreak then love.
I feel like over the last 20 years since the movie came out, and like the fandom of the movie has like grown and grown, there have been so many different like conversations being had. It's like, what actually happens in the end? Like, does Kate Winslet really stay in LA? Like, where does everyone end up? Like, we know they end up together, but like physically, geographically, where do they move? And actually, I was just watching a TikTok of someone who's like, I figured it out. Because Jude Law obviously has to stay in London. Mm-hmm. And Cameron Diaz can work remote. Mm-hmm. So she probably went to London. And then Jack Black and Kate Winslet probably do like transatlantic travel. Like,
what was her job?
He scored movies, right? Or she scored movies. Who scored movies? He did.
He did.
He scored movies and she She worked at the newspaper. Yeah. She definitely doesn't work there anymore.
For that wench, male wench.
Yeah, I don't know if they ended up like quitting or whatever, but she definitely doesn't work there anymore. No. She probably got a job at like the LA Times.
Great. So they
canceling people for a living.
They could be in LA.
Yeah, right. But then it's like, don't the four of them like want to be together?
And
like,
no, they don't fucking know each other. Well, he's a brother.
And those are her nieces. That's why the TikToker had thought that like Jack Black and Kate Winslet probably do like half the year in LA and half the year in London.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But so you think everyone's still together?
For sure.
I think if there was no sequel, I would say everyone's still together, but I think they're going to have to like make something happen.
And I think it's going to be Cameron Diaz and Jude Law. Like, really? I think that Kate Winslet and Jack Black were more stable.
I agree, but he has a kid.
Who?
Jude Law. So it's like you can't really like...
You're more serious with who you settle down with because you're bringing them in front of your kids. For sure. But like, it's still a 10-year relationship is still successful.
Okay. But are they going to get back together at the end of the sequel?
I don't know. I kind of like hate a sequel for a movie that's so perfect.
Right. Unless like you keep everyone together in happy relationships and there's just like a different variant coming in. And maybe it's
Omicron?
Like, Delta. But maybe it's something like someone else are switching houses.
Right.
Like the maybe their neighbor or something, and they're just kind of like adjacent to it.
Yeah, I like that. But honestly, I don't know if this is a hot take, but like I'm not really here for this.
Or they like Cameron Diaz moved to Surrey, Kate Winslet moved to LA, and now they're switching houses. Their families are switching houses for this holiday.
That's good. Or Jude Law's kid is probably like 20 now.
Maybe. The kid is Holiday.
Like maybe she and her.
But then like, why is Cameron Diaz signing on to be like a ancillary character?
No, totally. She's retired from acting. She doesn't get out of bed for just nothing.
I think their stable families are switching again.
That's actually really cute.
And maybe she falls in love over
and
there.
And Nancy Myers is involved. Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, she has to be.
Yeah. There's. Yeah.
Honestly, nothing will really ruin like the sanctity and like the legacy of a film more than a reboot, even a good one. Like it just. Something about not having a reboot these days like makes you cooler. Like you live in
But there's no reason why it has to be bad. You know what I mean? Like why can't Nancy Myers sit down to write a movie about she has like four leading
no, that's people true.
And there's just going to be a little bit of Holiday in between.
Nancy Myers really like she doesn't just put out a movie for the sake of putting out a movie. Even if it feels like a movie.
And it often does.
So I have to assume, like, if she's on board, like, it will be a stunning project, just like a beautiful movie, like a classic of Nancy Myers. I haven't gotten a Nancy Myers since The Intern. Oh, no, Home Again. That one stunk.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon, like, being a pedophile.
Yeah. Like, not my fave.
Not my favorite concept from Nancy, but, you know, everyone's entitled to an off year. You know, she was in her flop era. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I think this is exciting news. I don't think Cameron Diaz would sign on for anything less than stellar. I think all of these people actually have a really high bar. Jack Black doesn't even work that much unless it's something Kung Fu fantastic. Panda. So I think this is going to be great. And I think this is what we need. We need greatness.
No, and we need like wholesome, delicious content. Like Jack Black is really America's sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. And so is Cameron Diaz.
And so is Kate Winslet.
And the other two are UK sweethearts. So we need a swap.
Totally.
Yeah.
So this just feels like exactly what we as a society need right now.
I agree. And Bryce agrees.
That movie is perfect. I love The Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's so funny? I actually hadn't seen it in full up until a few years ago.
Yeah, you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready.
It wasn't your time.
It's so good. I need to watch it again.
True.
So true. It's one. I would say it's the best holiday movie.
I'd have to sit and think on that. Should we pull up like, a list like, of holiday
yeah,
movies?
Yeah, like Love Actually is up there. I probably haven't seen all of like the top ones that people regard, but like The Family Stone was great. But I still think The Holiday is the best one. Top you name me one and I'll tell you holiday. If any of them are better.
Okay. Top holiday movies. Miracle on 34th Street.
I'm sure it's great, but no.
Four Christmases. I actually just tuned that on the other day.
Four Christmases.
Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, you know what else? You know what's up there, though? Like Elf. That's probably one of the best Christmas movies.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a Wonderful Life. Polar Express. The Grinch.
The Grinch is up there as well.
The Grinch might, out of everything I've read so far, might be my number one.
But you know
Home
what?
Alone, of course, and the second one.
You know what about The Grinch? I feel like Hollywood like thinks that they're due for a Grinch update. That's like one of those movies like Beauty and the Beast. They do it again. And Jim Carrey's version... For me, that will always be The Grinch.
Yeah.
But I feel like for our kids, it won't be. I feel like there'll be a new one soon.
There was a new one just recently that was animated. But it got like the works. They had the Kylie collab.
Oh, no. Still, like I need like a real life feel like they're going to redo it with Matthew. Like, they did the Matthew Morrison one, but right. I thought that's what you were going to reference.
I think The Grinch is, like, on hiatus for a second, so which is good.
I think it should be. I think, like, in perpetuity, the Jim Carrey one should be the one. And if they want to redo it, it has to be with Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Oh, like, the... There's Bad Santa, and then there's also the other Santas, like
Fred Claus. I love that movie.
Yeah, those ones. What do they call him? Like,
yeah,
there's like three of them.
Yeah,
whatever.
With Tim Allen.
Yeah.
What the fuck are those movies called?
Tim Allen Christmas. Hold on.
Let me think. It's like Mr. Claus or something. And then they did Fred the brother, Vince Vaughn.
The Santa Claus.
Oh, that's
and the Santa Clauses.
Oh, they could have done better with the name.
Yeah.
But I stand by what I said. I think the holiday is. Probably the greatest holiday movie of all time.
For me, my number one is The Grinch.
It's just a different vibe.
You're a mean one.
You really are a...
Mr. Shrice.
You really are a crunch. You're as mean as Santa Vain. That's a good, like, kids movie, right? Or is it a little scary?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Great lesson.
And iconic Jenny from Gossip Girl is in it.
Yep. Also, that new one is now probably a good Christmas movie.
For Spirited. Kids, yeah. Spirited, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy about this reboot. I'll see. It remains to be seen. But if Nancy Myers is on, I trust her implicitly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for our next story? A little more movie news.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie improvised a scene for the opportunity to kiss Brad Pitt in her new movie.
Love that for her.
Margot Robbie admits that she persuaded Babylon director Damien Chazelle, I hope they got Babbel as a sponsor, to get her and Brad Pitt's characters to kiss in their movie.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're going to be like in a movie with Brad Pitt and not kiss him.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
She said, that wasn't in the script, but I thought, when else am I going to get the chance to kiss Brad Pitt? I'm just going to go for it. She convinced the director to let her lock lips with Brad, arguing that she thought it was what the characters would do in the scene. She said, quote,
not her gaslighting everyone on set. Like, no, it's what the character requires.
Also, like, if a man did this,
of course.
Barf.
No, but because Margot Robbie did it, stan.
Queen.
Yeah.
She said, Damien, I think Nelly would just go up and kiss Jack. And Damien was like, well, she could. Wait, hold on. You just want to kiss Brad Pitt. And I was like, oh, so sue me. This opportunity might never come up again. And he was like, it does work for the character. And I was like, I think so.
Let me tell you how much I appreciate Margot Robbie, like, acknowledging the fact that, like, even if you're an actor and you're kissing someone, like, a kiss is a kiss. I hate when actors, like, gaslight us into being like, it's just the work. No, like, it is the work, but you are kissing another human being. And I love that Margot Robbie's, like, married and was, like, using this as an excuse to be like, let me just kiss Brad Pitt. You know, it's like it really is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I love that she recognized that.
Yes. She also said she was satisfied when she did get to kiss him, but she also was pleasantly surprised when the director realized that the intimate moment between the characters really did work for the scene.
Right. So she's serving herself, but then out here serving the whole film, you know, not even on purpose.
It's a win for everyone.
This
he was
beautiful.
Like, do it again. That really works.
That is so beautiful. Margot Robbie, she's literally just one of us.
Just one of us. I also love that she's married and she's not only like, was this her internal monologue, but she's telling everyone like, it's just funny and
it's
cute.
It's funny and relatable. I'm sure her and her husband are fighting about it at home right now. Cause like,
but don't you think the fact that like she would go on and tell this story like means that like
they have a healthy like work? Yeah. That's something that's what I don't
it's
like.
It's like you to a point, but then because I'm also like, how could someone like not be upset about that unless like he's Brad Pitt is like her whole past?
No, see, that's what I really don't like when celebrities, actors talk about this part of their work. They totally diminish it and like they don't even acknowledge like it is weird, like even though it's fake. You're still in real life touching someone else's lips with your own. So like there has to be an element of weirdness and I wish people would be more like open about that. Like I'm sure, I don't know why this is coming to mind. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I watched that new Amazon Prime movie with, what the fuck is her name? Kristen Bell, is that her name?
Gossip Girl?
Yeah. Ben Platt.
Princess Anna.
Allison Janney.
Haven't heard of it.
The People We Hate at the Wedding.
I think I saw the title. Isn't that the same thing as Table 9?
Table 19. Teen. No. It was a different concept. It was kind of cute and funny. Ben hated it. And like, it was dumb at some points. And like, honestly, this pains me to say, cause like, I actually love him, but like Ben Platt was probably the worst part of the film and he was not right for it. However, it was a cute film. Where am I going with this? Oh, because you know, she's always like, you know, everyone knows her and Dax Shepard, like love, love, love. And in this movie, she's like making out a lot, like fucking in closets. And I just couldn't like, you can't tell me that like, even in the slightest, it doesn't like bother Dax Shepard. Like, of course you're used to it, but like if you were to really ask him to his core, it's a human thing.
I think for them, it probably works because they're both actors. But yeah. Like if only one person is like getting to rendezvous,
mm-hmm.
also, if it were me, I mean, it wouldn't be me, but if it were, I wouldn't watch it. But it's like the fact that I can't watch it means it's because there's something wrong with it.
Right. So if it was me and Ben was an actor, like kissing other women, oh my God, first of all, I'd literally fucking kill myself. But I'm the type of person, like, I know I shouldn't watch it, but I would, just to make myself sick because I like to self, like, I like to hurt myself.
Yeah, no, I'm the type of person, if I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
No, that's really smart.
But then it's like everyone was talking about it.
I know. It's in the press, they're talking about it on the toast.
Yeah, and then it's like you turn a blind eye, like maybe I would have seen that there was chemistry between them. And
right, years later, you wish you had seen it.
Yikes. As I said, it couldn't be me.
Couldn't. Wouldn't. Shouldn't.
Should not.
Should not.
Right, Bryce, what would you do if you saw Magnolia kissing another?
You say, fuck that bitch, she's a whore. That's what he would say. Bryce has a foul mouth. It wasn't my words, it was his.
He does have a foul mouth.
He's disgusting.
Anyway,
Chris is like a sailor.
Margot Robbie is out on her press tour being a relatable queen. And
what's this film? It's obviously going to be like Oscar.
Babylon, sponsored by Babbel.
No, but like what's the concept?
Oh, let me Google Babylon film concept.
I feel like, are the Oscars coming up? Like, I feel like
we're like 3 months away. This is when a Margot
Robbie, Brad Pitt is like an Oscar vibe.
Yes, of course. Follows a young Mexican man in the 1920s who has aspirations of working in Hollywood. But when he falls in love with a crazed rising star, his life becomes one giant whirlwind.
Oh, that sounds good.
Babylon will be Paramount's big Oscar entry in 2022.
Oh, yeah. No, Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt. It's like
recipe for success.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
Can't wait to see it.
Speaking of what everyone's seeing, a new study has come out, and it will be our fifth and final story. Parks Associates has just put out a new study about the top streaming services that consumers are using.
I was really shocked by what the number one was, because if I hadn't seen it and I would have had to guess what the number one streaming service is, I might say, like, honestly, like just Netflix, like because it's so global.
I would say Netflix, and Netflix has been number one for the last 3 years.
Okay, so this year.
So this year, the number one streaming service is TNN.
Ah, plus.
No, it's Prime Video. Makes you think.
It does. And I was really shocked, but then you made a really good point. Like, I feel like people like use Amazon so much like for shopping. They probably have Prime and don't even know it. Like, honestly, I cannot tell you when the fuck I signed up for Prime Video, but I have it.
Same.
I don't even remember when I signed up for Amazon Prime. Like, it was in college because my Amazon account is like literally linked up to my like high school email account.
Same. Not only do I think a lot of people are Prime Video members without realizing, or Amazon like gives it to them for free and it's always running specials, but I think, you know, people don't like to put their information into a lot of different systems, and so everyone uses Amazon. Amazon has your name and your credit card, and it's like, oh, and I wanted to watch that show I like. Charge it.
Right. And I know a lot of people use Amazon. You can subscribe to other streaming platforms through Amazon. Yeah. That's really smart. So it does make sense the more I thought about it, but I was really shocked that it was Prime. It felt so random because also Prime hasn't had like a cult show like go viral in a really long time. Like, I feel like all the shows that are so popular, like Hulu has a lot of shows that go viral and they got nominated for like Oscars and I mean Golden Globes. Obviously, like Wednesday right now on Netflix is popping off. Bridgerton, like they have like a million things that go crazy viral. And I'm like, what does Amazon even make?
Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes.
So good. That would like probably compete with Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. They had that new Chris Pratt show.
I don't know.
Jack something.
Oh, The Ripper.
Or The Terminal.
Yeah.
People loved.
Oh, okay.
There's more.
I mean, when they did not make a season 3 of that country club show, Red Oaks, that's when they lost me. Yeah, like, that was the best show. Not to give you something to watch that, like, will make you sick because there's not a third season. It was so good. Red Oaks.
Yeah. And they also just have a lot of other content, like, that they've snatched up.
Right. And I guess now that I think about it, if me and Ben are going to, like, stay in and watch a movie and, like, we're going to buy, like, rent a film, I'll do it on Amazon.
Yeah. And
even though I have Apple TV, I don't really like to buy on the iTunes store. I don't know why.
I think I buy on iTunes.
I know. Because I think like I'll find something on iTunes and I'll be like, maybe it's free on Prime. And then I'll go to Prime and it's not free, but I'm already there, you know?
Yeah.
Why go back?
Your info, and you know, have to put your password in.
Actually, you have to put like a 5-digit code. It's really fucking annoying.
Yeah, but that's easier than remembering a password.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if the code's meant for me, it will find me.
But the new thing on Apple TV is like when I want to buy something, I could just click a button on my phone. Like they're like, you can put in your password or confirm on your phone. Then I get this little notification and I just press yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're really innovating over at... I also feel like your streaming habits really depend on what interface you use. Like, I use an Apple TV, but for a while I used a Fire Stick, and then I did everything through Amazon just because they obviously make it the easiest to do that. So by that logic, I feel like Apple TV would be bigger. Was Apple TV even on the list of like top 10? because their streaming service is fucking irrelevant. Eight. Yeah.
Their streaming service is really stupid and bad.
It's stupid, bad, and embarrassing. And if it weren't for Ted Lasso,
No one.
I have Apple TV for 1 month a year. Uh-huh. And then I move on.
Yeah. No, like every once in a while there's something there was like, they had my mind in me. So right. I popped on. But it's worthless. No,
and it should be a lot better because I would argue like most young people gravitate towards Apple TV over like a Roku or anything.
Yeah, I have an Apple TV, but you couldn't catch me on Apple TV Plus.
No, they're always trying, like they're always sliding me up to the top. Apple TV Plus, fuck off.
Yeah. Okay, so number two is Netflix, which, you know, is expected to, considering it was one the last few years, but like, will this trend downwards continue?
I don't know.
Who knows? They spend a lot of money and they also had like, they had a few really great years because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But now, one, everybody's beefing up their competition. And two, like, people are, like, turning on Netflix. Like, they're just, like, done with it.
No, because, like, it's been around for so long and it's been, like, the go-to. And I feel like, when I go to Netflix, I know I'm not going to find something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's like, I still pay for it.
A lot of scrolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three is Hulu.
Hulu kills it.
Yeah.
Their interface still sucks.
Yep. But their content. And, like, if you're in the middle of an episode, they'll throw you back to the beginning. It's like, no. Mm-hmm, why would I want to watch this again?
The interface is unwell, but they have like a lot, like Pam and Tommy was great. They have a lot of really good original content.
The
Tell Me Lies. They have
Kardashians.
They have good shit.
Yep.
And they do great with live TV. Like people, now I know a lot of people, excuse me, 1, 2, 3.
Plus, gesund.
Bless you. A lot of people like rely on Hulu to watch like the next morning, like Dancing with the Stars. But like ABC, they have live the sports Bachelor. Now. Mm-hmm. They kill it in live TV.
Then number four is Disney Plus.
Makes sense.
It's
they kill it too.
It's a solid streamer.
It's a solid streamer, not for
within
me.
Within the Disney family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number five, HBO Max.
I started, I'm all caught up on the new season of Sex Lives of College Girls. Ugh, it's so good.
I'm so excited. I'm going to wait till it's done.
I know. It was really frustrating. I watched the first maybe four or five, so it wasn't terrible. It's a stellar show. Like it's a perfect show. And Pauline Chalamet is the queen. Like the way I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. When I feel like she would have been the character I hated.
Is the show suffering because the brother's not there anymore?
No, I completely forgot. And there's like a new hot guy who moved in next door who's like into Kimberly and like it's everything.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Six, ESPN Plus.
What? By the way, you know what's embarrassing? Is that Apple TV Plus is below ESPN Plus. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but here's what's crazy. Then 7 is Paramount Plus, 8 is Apple TV, and 9 is Peacock. So, like, Paramount Plus is bigger than Peacock.
That makes sense.
Really?
Paramount Plus, like, is kind of everything.
What do you watch there?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yellowstone.
I watch it on Peacock.
It's a Paramount show.
No, I know, but I'm telling you, I literally just had to pay $9.99 because I was not watching commercials.
I think the first time I watched it on Peacock too. Maybe they host it.
No, it's not on Paramount.
But it's
I'm telling you.
Literal Paramount.
The Paramount Network. I know.
Like I watch it through on YouTube cable. TV on cable. Yeah.
No, that's a really good call. I feel like Paramount Plus actually is in a pretty good spot for being the newest one on that list. Mm-hmm. And they do kind of, they kill it. They have the Jersey Shore. They have a lot of stuff.
Number 10 is Stars.
What? Stars. Like I've never even, like I know Stars has a network. I didn't even know they had a streaming service and they're one spot below Apple TV Plus. I feel like the point of this discussion as a story was not Apple TV, but now like it's actually like embarrassing.
Yeah. And like where's Discovery Plus? Next year they'll be bigger because of the Culpo sisters, trust me. That show is
changing hearts and minds.
It's doing things.
It's doing things to you.
And I'm a few episodes behind. I see some of the headlines and I like need to go and watch it.
I saw a headline too. They obviously like, you know, it's so funny how the media can really make you like think people are annoying mm-hmm. and stupid. And then like you really need to look at it through a lens because it was like Olivia's sister Sophia resents Olivia's fame. Like it was just like, it was such a dumb headline. And I'm like, I was about to be like eye roll. And then I was thinking to myself, she probably didn't say that. Like that's probably not what she said.
No. And I'm sure that was part of a much larger conversation because they have... There's some tension and I think it came to a head in the recent episode.
Between Sophia and Olivia?
Yeah, because there's been like clothes stealing and Sophia lives with Olivia and she's not a very good house guest. Mm. And I think also like Sophia does a lot of similar work that Olivia does. Like she's a model and she's an influencer. And I think like Olivia like looks at her and like kind of wants to correct her like because,
yeah.
You know, she went through it. And so there's just like...
Sisterly tings,
but they're also like love each other so much, and that's a small part of
yeah.
So it's really good stuff. You guys should be watching.
So I want to tell you about the episodes of Yellowstone that I watched last night, and it's brought to you by The Perfect Bar. Don't go nuts this holiday season.
That's what I need right now.
Fuel yourself with The Perfect Bar, the original refrigerated protein bar. Made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods, Perfect Bar has a variety of products like protein bars and snack size bars that are all so good and good for you. You are sure to find something you love. My favorite is the dark chocolate chip peanut butter with sea salt. Sea salt is a stunning addition to like a chocolatey, savory snack. It's delicious, and it has become a go-to snack here at the studio. They have a cookie dough texture. It's creamy and full of flavor, and Perfect Bar knows that it will be love at first bite. So I know you're like an ingenue when it comes to bars. Yeah. Tell me about your experience with Perfect Bar.
I love to hit the bars.
You love to hit the bars.
Queen at the bars. I love Perfect Bar. One, they make like a snack size bar, which is really the perfect thing for when you need something to tide you over. Mm-hmm. And then they also have bigger bars, which can be a meal replacement depending on where you're at in your day. They're so tasty. They are refrigerated, so they taste fresh, and they will keep you full until you get to where you need to be. I love them. And you're right, I am a bar connoisseur. I find other bars too crunchy, sometimes give me a headache. This is a nice texture and consistency, nice flavor. I like that they're packed with nutrients and things that are going to actually keep you full and not just, you know, a candy bar that's masquerading as something healthy. Because if that's the case, I would rather have candy.
So they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. If you sign up for email or text, upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, they will reimburse you for the cost of one bar, and it'll go directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. Today's episode is also brought to you by Indie Lee, a brand where clean beauty meets high performance. After surviving a life-threatening diagnosis, the founder, Indie Lee, set out to follow her true passion of creating a carefully curated line of clean products that are formulated with high-performance, plant-derived ingredients that are made to nurture you and your skin. So Indie Lee products feature award-winning and clinically proven formulas for maximum effectiveness, giving you the skin of your dreams that you can feel good about. The fan favorite is the COQ10 Toner. It sells every 4 minutes. I had never used a toner. I wasn't entirely sure like what a toner was.
Yes, still not sure, but I like how it feels.
Me too. The Indie Lee one is really good. It's ultra hydrating, it's non-drying, and it's alcohol free. So it's a refreshing skin spritzer that is clinically proven to improve the skin elasticity, the firmness, the hydration. I definitely noticed like a brightening effect on my skin.
I was like, I didn't know when we were gonna have this ad, but I got the Indie Lee stuff a while ago and I'm so obsessed. I brought it with me to New York. Like, it's in my travel case, and it has all of the different things that you need. Like, it's this whole skincare system. Uh-huh. Like, each product is good and it's clean and like your skin is happy.
So they have a ton of best-selling products like the 3-in-1 brightening cleanser, the spritz hydrating toner that we just spoke about.
Spritz. We love a spritz.
If you want to use code TOAST at checkout, you can get 20% off your first purchase, and it's indielee.com. indielee.com/code TOAST, indielee.com. 20% off for code TOAST. Clean beauty meets high performance.
That cleanser is amazing.
So, okay, Yellowstone. Last night I finished season two, and I watched the first episode of season three. Now, the end of season two is when Tate gets abducted. And he gets abducted by, like, Nazi skinheads. And, like, it was really upsetting. Like, but that episode was so tense because they made it seem like Rip was going to die. And I don't know if it's because you and Margo, like,
I'm convinced
that Rip dies. And so what happens is, like, they're going on this mission and they know it's going to be really dangerous. And so before he does, John Dutton, like, finally acknowledges Rip as his son and gives him that house on the hill. So I'm like, oh my God, they're going to do all this because, and then he's going to die because that's what TV does. They play with you. And then, you know, it's Casey's kid, but, like, Casey won't be the first one to go in on horseback when they're, like, go to the mountains or whatever. Rip is, and Rip, they know it's a risk.
Why won't Casey be the first one?
Because John won't let him. Like, he's the heir currently. So, like, he doesn't take that risk.
Got it.
So me and Ben are just, like, literally, we're already crying. Like, I literally have tears in my eyes. I know he's going to die. Then he doesn't. And they get the kid back, and it's all good. So it was, like, so much drama for what, you know?
Entertainment value.
But what I did find really interesting was, like, once they finally got the kid back, it was my assumption that Monica would be like, all right, they took our kid. Like, I'm fucking out of here. But if anything, like, her resolution is now, like, stronger on the other way. She's like, I understand now what it's like. This is what it was like for my people when we lived on this land. Like, everyone was coming at us, stealing our children, raping our women to get this land. Like, there was nothing they wouldn't do. And that's what you're going through now. She's like, the difference is, like, you're the Indians now. So I was not expecting that sort of reaction from her. I don't know if that's going to stay, but like for now, she seems happy to be living at the ranch in the master suite.
And then also, I mean, I barely remember the storyline, but then doesn't she also just like feel like these people would do anything for her and her family?
Well, she hasn't said that yet, but I'm assuming she's very grateful because like they literally, they're all obsessed with Tate, especially John.
Yeah.
I mean, when they were in this war with the Beck brothers and like John let the kid go outside by himself at night to feed the horse. And obviously that's when he gets abducted. Like, I'm sorry, how dumb are you? Also, when the fuck are they going to get like a gate or like, I don't know, a security guard at the front? Like anyone just rolls up to this house.
Sure, but they could have someone at the front and I'm sure that they do have a gate, but.
No, they show you the gate. It's literally like an arch and you just drive through it.
But they have acres and acres of land. Anyone could just.
Roll through. Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
even
true.
If they had a gate, okay, we'll come through the back.
Now, I really thought that like, because it was all high stakes with this Tate thing. And it's like, you know, everyone's like, we're going to lose the ranch, but we don't care. We just have to get Tate. Like. I thought it was like finally the moment for Rip and Beth. And it's like, what is the plan here? Like they're obviously OTP, but then there's a new neighbor moves in and it's Sawyer from Lost. I love that actor. He's so hot.
Okay.
He's like fishing in the river and he like asked her out on a date and she said no. But there's obviously something's going to happen there. But it's like, what the fuck?
No comment.
No. And I love that actor. And like, I'm kind of like here for him and Beth, but like Rip is OTP.
But that could be like what, just what
he needs.
The kick in the pants.
But I feel like it's not up to Rip. It's up to Beth.
Yeah, so season one happened, episode one, season three. Now what's going on?
Oh, okay, so Dan Jenkins is dead. And it's like, who the fuck owns the land that he had purchased? He like annexed it to the reservation, but then it was owned by Paradise Valley, whatever. So all these suits are coming around and there's like this new evil guy who's in charge of like this big group of investors who technically own the land now.
Dan's land?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like next to...
the ranch.
Yeah. And Beth and her crew. I love her boss. I hope he doesn't turn ever. I'm obsessed.
Samaravis is dead?
Oh my God. That's who it is. I love that like he's helping her, but she's also helping him. Like they're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love, 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 love.
He's a great actor in general.
Oh.
He's a Victor Garber.
So season one, episode three.
Of television.
Yes, he's a Victor Garber. Great call.
He's a Victor Garber of TV.
Season three, episode one was this iconic scene that has actually gone viral on TikTok so many times. I've seen it. When that fucking, and I honestly never use this word, cunt of a boutique owner accuses Monica of stealing. And she calls Beth and Beth, when Beth, oh my God, that's, I had seen that scene before. I didn't know the context, but that clip has gone viral on TikTok like many times.
Really?
And Monica was like, stop, like you're embarrassing her. And like, it's enough. Like, you know, it's not going to make what she did to me any better. And Beth leaves the store and she's like, I was gonna make you fuck that mannequin. Iconic. I fucking love Beth.
And that's a great friendship, didn't know you were waiting for.
Wait,
because they're like sisters.
And I have a call I want to put out there. So Jamie, that moron.
Didn't you say he was your favorite? Like a few.
Okay, I had seen one episode, and I didn't say he was my favorite.
Hold on, I need to find Claudia's text from when she first started watching Yellowstone.
We were FaceTiming.
No. Oh, we were.
Yeah.
But didn't I tell you to screen record yourself?
Yeah, but I told you screen recording a FaceTime doesn't pick up the audio.
And then you didn't like do anything else?
I was literally on three episodes in and I said, Jamie's like a good son. He was a good son. He was a great lawyer.
Okay. So continue what you were about to say.
He killed the journalist because he's a fucking moron. And then he's finally being let back in the good graces very slowly. You know, John gave up his seat as livestock commissioner. For killing the Beck brothers, and he wanted the job to go to Casey. Casey obviously won't take it. Shit for brains. And so Beth was like, actually give it to Jamie because, you know, in order to do that job, you need people to like you. And who's more obsessed with getting people to like them than Jamie? He'll actually be good. And she was right. John agreed. So he's like kind of like getting his way back into the fold, but he just found out that bitch is pregnant. So the girl he was shacking up with, but let me tell you how I don't think she's pregnant. I actually think it was a really smart thing of her because like, she knows so much now about the family and like she sees that the family will just kill anyone who like poses a threat. But if she's pregnant with his child, she buys herself 9 months. I don't think she's pregnant, but it's hella inconvenient if she is. So that's just my call. And I just want to say I've been avoiding spoilers like mad. Like if you're watching on YouTube, please don't comment any spoilers. Like I know that's a lot but I'd love to read the YouTube comments. Like people like telling me how funny and beautiful I am. So I don't want to have to not do that until I finish. You know what I mean?
Okay. But like move swiftly. Make haste.
I know. I will be done by next Monday. So I promise. Like I'm going to spend the whole weekend doing it.
So fun.
And it's really not that many episodes. It's 10 episodes and I'm on season 3. And what are we on? Season 5, episode 3 now?
Yeah, I guess so.
So we have like 20 more episodes. It's like a whole day.
Season
I could do it.
Season 3 is really great.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah. And then season 4 is great. But like it's the greatness starts.
It's so beautiful. Like these houses. It really like...
Oh, and do you want to issue a correction about something from yesterday?
What?
The horses?
Yes, but I don't want to issue a correction. You are so... I never said...
No, but like you accused
No,
them.
I didn't.
You're
I
like, said, it always makes me sad to see...
It does.
Why should it make you sad? It should make you feel joyous.
It does.
That these horses are employed.
And I got so many messages from people who alerted me to the fact that Tyler Sheridan, the creator of the show, most of the cattle and the horses that are featured in the show belong to him. So he's, of course, overseeing that they're taken care of with the greatest of... care, and it made me feel great. And I did. I knew. I just said.
You just
I
like
hope.
Assume no, that if there's like horses somewhere that they're being mistreated, but there's plenty of horsophiles more so than you who would take a bullet for those horses.
I never said that I think that anything's bad going on.
No,
I
but
just
you
said
put
I
it
hope.
Out there like you're just like assuming things, accusing and just assuming.
I can't talk to you when you get like this, like for real. I can't
because you were wrong.
I didn't say. I just said like. Whatever.
No, but it was just like, it was your go-to feeling.
I'm too exhausted, honestly. I don't have the energy to go tit for tat with you on this because you could go forever.
No.
So excited to be on this journey. Thank you for everyone for being as excited as me. Again, I'm sorry that it took me so long. I'm stubborn. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm dumb. You're smart. And there's nothing you could do about it. Okay.
Sure.
You're Danny DeVito and I'm Matilda. Sure. So that's our show. Anything you want to catch up on before we wrap up?
No, I feel perfectly caught up. Tomorrow's episode is going to be really special, really fun. Claudia won't be with me, but I'm recording with someone else, audio only. So if you're watching on YouTube, if you're a YouTuber, head to the audio tomorrow. It's worth
the
transition.
Should we like tell who it is?
I don't know. We never do. Nah.
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 Nah. You'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rip. Rip. So that's our show, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts. Find us, leave The Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an incredible Tuesday. I will see you on Thursday. Jackie, will see you tomorrow. Love ya.
I'll hear ya tomorrow. Love ya. Bye.